bit colder when we don't have somebody's shoulder. Contagion, and it's taking on the nation, the kind of melody you can't ignore. So all you gentlemen and ladies, tired of pushing daisies, won't you rise and join the ranks of our own?
We'll be right back. Hello, everybody.
Yo, yo.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yo, yo.
Tufts, Freeform Radio. We got off to a little bit of a late start this evening. Apologies for that. Oh.
Yeah.
This is it's very weird to hear the song in its full.
Yeah, yeah. But there's stuff to this.
It's not just a piano loop going over and over again?
No, but it mostly is. Though.
It's a good loop. Honestly, that's it's a really, really nice thing. Really, yeah. Good on you, Buddy Ross.
Shouts out to Buddy Ross.
Oh, was it really 2017? That's what it says.
I think it was released this was released afterwards. I think Blonde was 2016. 99.9% sure.
Yeah, it was. So how could this be 27?
He must have released it afterwards.
Yeah, for those of you really confused, the song was sampled on Frank Ocean's Blonde, which came out in 2016, but it says this sample was released in 2017, which makes no sense.
I don't think this is a remake. I don't know. I don't know what's good with any of it.
Well, is me and Scott tonight, plus Luke.
Luke's in the other room chatting it up with a friendo, but that's a little bit of a lot of information to give y'all.
Yeah. It's 11:12 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Eastern Standard Time.
Club going up.
On a Tuesday, you're listening to I Love McCone. Just kidding.
You're listening to those dudes from earlier.
Yeah, you are.
See you later.
I got this. Promise. We on a drive looped in to see ride cooped in. Who gon' slide? Who's in? Big rocks round new 10. Fleetwood down new sand to see ride cooped in. Don't leave round loose ends. Don't be around new friends. We just be mile high clubbing. I'm on 1,000 miles running. Hit and go downtown sunny. Then moving uptown money.
By yourself.
I give it to you when you leave. Tell it to you when you speak. Got it tatted on my sleeve. Fell in love overseas. Ass fatter than a peach. Ocean water kinda deep. Rolling up out the reef. Put me down straight to sleep. Lesson like do it sell. Lesson like do it sell. 40 days, 40 nights. Feel like a holy night.
The lesson's always there. The lesson's always more. And in the back and forth, I'm not keeping score. Lesson's always there. The lesson's always more. When you're alone with me, you never come up short. You never come up short. Never come up short. Never come up short.
Watch the fan as it spins. In my arms wrapped in. Don't know where you start and where I begin. Like I found myself an imaginary friend. And when we stay in, I'm missing everything.
We just be mile high clubbing. I'm on 1,000 miles running. Hit and go downtown sunny. Then moving uptown money.
See you by yourself, by yourself, by yourself.
High this never seen, low key as it's been. Fell in love overseas, fell in love like it's easy. Put to sleep without dreams, under the moonbeam. Call you for no reason, hold on like it's greasy.
Lesson like do it sell, lesson like do it sell. 40 days, 40 nights, feel like a holy night.
The lesson's always there. The lesson's always more. And in the back and forth, I'm not keeping score.
Lesson's always there. The lesson's always more. When you're alone with me, you never come up short. You never come up short. Never come up short. Never come up short.
Never come see by yourself.
Fucking in a car, suited, heroin, saying contraband, some things. you. I am a vegetable too. I got a million in profit.
Listen.
I brought the decimals through. Blessings for you. I ride it while I'm taking a deuce. Uploading the 20 views. Not a game. I'm in the struggle for real. You know I struggle with truth. I should get killed for my views. But cause I'm a ooh. They don't want to see me lose. Fuck I'ma do. I'ma sell out like the who.
You think you know me?
This ain't six, it's a nine. Stacking Ricky eyes.
Yo.
Yo, what's good?
Scott, this song is
I asked Benny right before he turned on the mics what song it is. And then he just turned on the mics and then was like, yo, as you guys heard.
This song is hilarious because it takes on a whole new context. It's called Another Day. And the artist is Computer Graphics. And I'm in a class called Computer Graphics this semester.
Amazing.
Oh, that's too funny.
Did you know the song before the class?
Or yeah, no? I've known... this is one of those random... This was during my Vaporwave phase, my cassette phase in freshman year.
Wow.
I still like it. It's good. It's Russian lo-fi house.
A lot of Vaporwave is still
good. It's still just like not really what I've... Maybe I'll go back and...
I think it's worth exploring after some years.
Yeah. Definitely. No, there's a lot of good...
Blank Banshee Vaporwave last. When Mega came out, that was my last...
Yeah, that's around when I stopped listening to... I think he's coming out with more stuff.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know, dude. Should probably put it in the computer, though. In the computer graphics.
Can I tell a story, Benny? That I think I told you.
This is my show.
Okay, that's why I asked for permission.
Whoa, the hostility.
Should I say please?
I don't know, should you?
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and...
I allow it.
Okay, thank you. Fun fact for the listeners out there. My parents... I used to have this show. My name is Luke, by the way. Hi. And I used to have this time slot at the radio station. Me and my cousin Liliana Houston shouts out. We would do this show. And then the semester switched and our time switched. And then my good friends Benjamin and Daniel and Scottless, they... took over this time slot.
I'm Scottless.
You're Scottless. And they took over this time slot. My parents, who had been listening faithfully to my cousin and my show, they forgot that the semester's changed, and they kept listening to this show, and they were so annoyed. They called me, and they were like, we've listened to your show for the last month, every week, and they never let you talk. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah. I hear Scott and I hear Benny and I never hear you. Why do they always talk over you? And I'm like, Mom, I don't even, that's not my show.
You think they would have like guessed this like is at probably some
the,
point.
This happened a few days ago. So this is probably the first show that they've listened to at this time slot, and I haven't, this is the first time I've been here.
No,
in a while.
This is your show, Luke. We're on your show.
Yeah, this is the B&H Family Show, actually.
B&H Family Hour.
Wait, did I get that right? Was that close? Did I get it on the nail?
I think we should change the name.
B&H Family Hour? No.
Call in. Call in 855-915-WMFO.
Scott, you just clipped the microphone.
Luke's changed the name of the show. Yeah, I clipped. I was excited because I want to tell the people to call in. I want to call to the people to call it. Is what I want to say.
I hope Stephen Ross Myers is listening. I'm going to text him and see if he's listening. Stephen Ross Myers is my friend. He's a good man.
I met him.
You did meet him?
And Stephen?
Stephen Ross. Oh, you did. Of course you've met Stephen Ross Myers.
We fish. I met him multiple occasions.
We have met Stephen Ross Myers.
He's come to our former abode.
To be 100% honest, I wasn't listening to you. I was texting and I'm bad at multitasking.
Who are you?
You have it here, folks.
Gus Meyer.
Whoa.
Is Gus bad at multitasking? Yeah.
Gus is the most tunnel-brained young man.
Gus is not here to defend himself.
Yeah, so let's
He would agree. I know. I shouldn't talk.
It's okay.
You can.
The man did.
If there's anyone you can talk about, it's Gus.
The man loses things also a lot.
I just mean when he's texting. Yeah, that's not a story we can tell on air. Unfortunately, I would love to, believe it or not.
It's a good story for radio, but for satellite radio.
Satellite radio?
It's a good podcast.
Satellite radio, there's no
You're getting a caller.
You're getting a call.
Wow, I have a feeling I know who this is, but I could be wrong. It might just be a random person. Wrong. Who is it?
Is this Emma? Oh my god.
Oh, it's not Stephen Ross Myers. I'm disappointed.
Okay. On air?
Okay. Wait, are we still on air?
We're still on air, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's amazing.
This was bad planning on my part, but you guys are... Yeah, okay, I'm going to put you on air. Okay.
Who is it?
Hello, caller?
Mystery caller number one, calling to defend Gus's honor.
Oh, yes, wow. Please do.
Defend. You have the floor. You have 30 seconds for your rebuttal.
Actually, not really defending his honor, because he is a bad multitasker, but he's a good person. So.
Great person.
Okay, so we still find him guilty on all counts of tunnel vision, but he also, let the record show that he is a good person.
The tunnel that is the vision is a light. Shining light. A bright shining light.
Are you okay?
Wait.
I'm not okay. I'm having a brain aneurysm.
What, Emma?
Would actually like to make serious defense. He's like a drummer, though, so I feel like you kind of have to be good at that, like, multitasking, right?
He's good at multitasking with his limbs.
But not with his...
Not with his brain. Whoa.
<There. laughs> Call it if your name's Gus Meyer and you want to defend yourself.
Guess, yep. I want to guess what guys. Song this is that I had queued and then just came on.
Hold on.
Guess the artist.
If you guess it, you win. No, there's nothing. No prize.
Whoa.
The song is on right now.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Oh, I know this song.
Yeah, you know it. You heard it 2 days ago.
This is
three
the
days
most
ago.
Informal game show.
Oh, these are my homeboys, Bird of Big Toe.
Hey, ding, 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 ding.
Congratulations.
It's Bird of Big Toe.
Bird of Big Toe.
Bird of Big Toe was great, and they were really fun and good dancers.
Yep. Agree with all that. It's Papa Fly by Bird of Big Toe.
Absolutely. All right, well, have a great rest of your radio show.
You too.
Thank you for the call.
We'll tell Gus to listen to the archive.
Wait, Gus, there's a text from Gus.
Oh, wow.
The text says, did someone rename the Wi-Fi? The answer is yes, and I don't know who did it or why.
Wait, what?
Someone renamed... So.
Wait, hold up. This is personal details. Wi-Fi name.
Oh, you're right.
This is...
Maybe what is not their Wi-Fi.
Getting feedback on air.
Yeah,
Emma, how loud do you have the... Is that even possible to get feedback over the phone? Is Emma still there?
Know.
Oh, yeah, you are still there.
I'm here.
Yeah, no, there definitely was some weird stuff going on. Yeah. I heard that too. Call in if you also heard that. At Skype
855-915-WMFO-DJ.
Yeah, dude, Skype us. Oh.
Ooh.
Alright, I'm gonna hang up now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Emma. Alright, are we gonna go now and let the music play? Or I'd be down to keep doing this.
I'm not gonna lie, when I turned off Emma's phone call, I forgot that we were still on air.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have done a terrible thing.
Like swore?
Like
Or
swear.
Talked about drugs or alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or?
I just did.
Oh.
No, that was a ghost. That was a ghost flash.
We have a ghost in...
The ghost on the landlines.
Ghost on the landline sounds like an album written by a band that isn't very good, has rich parents, and is around in the late 2000s.
Yeah. It sounds like that, what's the band? It's called, like, Jukebox the Ghost. You know that band?
No.
Dude, it's just the worst band name ever.
Jukebox.
In my humble opinion. Jukebox. I'm typing it into Google. Also, this is my newest favorite.
Oh, this is
old
Indoor Twa.
Tame Impala song, yeah. Jukebox the Ghost is an American. We'll get to that part. Jukebox. Luke, this is my show.
This is aggressive. I've never seen a war played out in with volume fitters.
I'm sorry, it's not just my show. Scott, you have to defend your show as well.
Luke. Benny has the floor.
I've been humbled.
I'm just reading the Wikipedia page for Jukebox the Ghost.
Please continue.
Please do.
They're an American three-piece power pop band formed in Washington, D.C. metro area. That's power it. Pop. That's basically all you need to know.
Are they similar to, what's it called? The Led Zeppelin ripoff?
Greta Van Fleet?
Greta Van Fleet.
I'm going to pull them up on
Can
Spotify.
Can we play a Greta Van Fleet song and critique it?
The critique would be that it sounds like Led Zeppelin.
Their related artists on Spotify are Miniature Tigers.
Oh, I've heard of Miniature Tigers.
Tally Hall, Robert Riot, Matt and Kim. The Happy Fits.
I can't believe Matt and Kim played as headliners of Spring Fling.
Spring Fling this year, for those of you that do not go to Tufts University,
it's pretty lit.
Pretty insane lineup. ASAP Ferg. Rico Nasty. That's I forgot tough. Who the third person was.
Marcella Cruz.
Rico!
The only person on that list that I've ever heard.
Yeah, not a lot of people know who she is.
I love
her. They will.
But that's good. That's good.
Yeah. No, they usually get like a local somebody.
Yeah. Last year there was the local, and then there was three artists. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and Princess Nokia was...
She was awesome.
The second that went up, so I guess probably they do it in order of popularity.
Like, yeah,
like they didn't really have a real headliner last year though. Like I feel like this
Ty
is
Dolla
our first.
Ty Dolla Sign was a pretty underwhelming.
I totally
headliner.
Forgot Ty Dolla Sign came.
Yeah,
it was pretty. No, literally
Ty Dolla
did not remember.
ASAP Ferg are not that far off in terms of headliners.
No, Ty Dolla Sign
better.
Ty Dolla Sign
is better.
ASAP Ferg is better, but Ty Dolla Sign is same level of popularity then.
Ty Dolla Sign now, not when he performed. I think this past year,
what has he
done? Was then on Ye for like five tracks.
He's on everything.
No, but like he was on like
big
album. He was on okay. He was on things a lot before, but he was on I think last year was a pretty big year.
All I know is that the Ty Dolla Sign songs that people know came out before last year.
That's
Blase? Well,
yeah.
That's it.
I don't know. I think the Kanye songs at this point are probably more popular. But you wouldn't perform those live.
But exactly, so yeah. I don't know.
Can you not go on stage and just play the Kanye stuff and then just rap your verse?
It's too
somber. People do that. I saw Vince Staples do Ascension live.
Well, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that song.
At Panorama.
I'm just saying it's too spot, too spacey.
I went to Panorama a while ago.
Panorama's not happening this year.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That's honestly fine. There's so many festivals on Randall's Island.
Dude, festivals are ridiculous this year. Like, bad. It's all the same acts at every festival. It's
That's
stupid.
That's been happening every year, though.
I know, but it's also like where are my indie bands?
Yeah, where are the indie
They usually
bands?
Have a day no. that's like... Usually every festival is like there's a day that's like, you know, hip hop and like good alt type stuff, and then there's a day that's like dedicated
it's
people who are in their mid 30s.
It just feels like festivals are just like pulled from the Spotify Spotify playlist, like all from the same Spotify playlist or something. You know what I mean?
It's anyway, like, yeah, you know yeah. I mean? No,
it feels
it's
very
all,
Spotify
all,
like corporate-y, like I don't know.
You get the same kind of acts that are in the same kind of tier. Echelon.
Yeah.
And you
like
and
popular
you, and you just,
on
and you just sort of mix and match.
Popular on Spotify and like not it's like very like a lot of very like safe artists.
Right. Yeah. Like you don't even see you used to see like Death Grips.
Yeah, I was literally gonna say Death Grips.
They did like they used to do festivals a little bit. Now you don't. Now they don't anymore, I think.
I don't know. I think it's more... I think festivals usually have pretty good lineups. I think it's more that you get the same people performing at every festival, which you do because there's a certain amount of people that are going around touring and want to play festivals this year.
I don't know. I've just seen the lineups.
And also, that's not that big... I mean, how many people go to... I mean, probably
how many people go to festivals?
Or go to a bunch of festivals in a year.
I don't know.
Probably a solid percentage of the crowd at each festival, actually. Now
probably. I bet you most people who go to festivals go to multiple festivals a year.
Yeah.
You think so?
I've only been to one festival.
Yeah. I would say there's like a good like percentage of people.
I mean, it depends where you live.
They're so expensive.
If you live in the New York area, you could easily go to multiple festivals.
What besides Gumball and Panorama?
Well, you could do that. Like, that's the same place.
Yeah.
Like,
well, what are there festivals?
There are other festivals.
In, like, Philly?
Yes.
Like, there,
and there's there one is? That looks really good in Philly.
Really?
Wait, yeah, let me pull it up. Because I was looking with Lily about. We were like, oh, where is Tierra Whack performing? We wanted to see if she was ever touring, and she's not, but she's playing at the Made in America Festival in Philly.
Oh, that's a, yeah.
And
that's
the festival
is, I think.
The lineup was pretty good. Wait,
Made in America has been like a tour that a bunch of people are doing.
Really?
Or maybe that's the same name. I don't know. I think like...
Yeah, it's the Made in America Festival. I pulled it up, yeah.
I guess I'm wrong. I thought like Kendrick toured on thing. It was called like Made in America.
It is Jay-Z, J. Cole.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
Oh, wait, this was 2017. Hold
right?
On.
It's a recurring... Okay, wait, no. Ignore me. No.
I can't figure out.
Let me find it. I'll find it.
A lot of research is being done for this.
Wait, no, here, I got it. Oh, man. Why do they have this huge, annoying intro screen? Just let me freaking scroll. Okay. Lineup?
Oh, yeah, I've got me on the same intro screen right now. It's absurd.
Juice WRLD, Travis Scott, Cardi B, James Blake, Anderson .Paak, Kodak Black, George Smith. I'm just reading out the ones I know. Kate Renata, Grace Carter, Tierra Whack.
That's pretty good.
Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. That's cool.
That's cool. They're coming out with a new album soon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Elefante. Honestly, that's a pretty solid festival. It's under $100 a day.
It's not. It's really expensive.
See, that's dumb.
I was thinking about...
Where are the mom and pop festivals?
Try and do it with Lily.
No.
They're 175. Well, 175. No, it's 175 for 2 days.
For 2 days?
That's not terrible.
Can you get 1 day?
I don't believe you can.
Interesting.
That's an interesting model.
I don't like that.
The cheap 2 day as opposed to the expensive 1 day? No, I would... If it's a really good lineup.
I just don't know if I have 2 days of my life.
It's the summer.
True.
Alright, well, we've been talking a really long time, I feel
real
like.
Long time.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
We're those dudes from earlier. If you just tuned in, you listen to 91.5 WFO Medford. Tough Street.
Oh, I never did the PSA, dude.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that book has been opened. And here you're about to hear Benny.
All right. I was going to do space heater tips. All right. I'm still going to do it. I'm just going to do it really fast. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while keeping them... I messed up. While helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. What? It makes no sense.
Okay. Now all we right. have the definition.
However... Space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, Jerry paper, bedding, furniture.
Wait, is this Jerry paper?
Yeah, this is Jerry paper. Curtains and pets and people at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby.
Can I share with you what something about Jerry Paper? My favorite Anthony Fantano video is his review of the Tyler, the Creator Christmas album which... He craps all over the album and all over Jerry Paper, and it's the
Why did he crap over Jerry Paper?
It's so funny.
Dude, Jerry Paper's good.
Dude, no, it's we have to watch it. It's literally it's just the funniest thing ever.
After hours.
Later. Oh man, I'm laughing just thinking about it. Okay.
Well, all right. I'm just typing in the next song, which shall remain a secret.
Shalt.
No, it's shall.
It's shalt. Shalt remain a secret. Shalt.
Is he joking?
Okay, I'm afraid,
nodding your head.
I'm
no.
afraid he's not.
He's not joking.
I'm kidding.
He means it. Shalt.
I've never heard that word.
Hey, can you play that song I've been wanting you to play?
Yeah, I got one more song, and then we got... You know, some minutes left, so I'll play your song.
All right, Vito Spatafo.
No.
Yo, call in 855-915-WFO if you also watch The Supremes.
Bye.
Woke up this morning.
Thank you. I thought I had it all together, but I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my heart, changed my state of mind when love's so hard to find. Your feelings changed like the weather, went from clear to gray on that night of day. How can I go on when the cup falling apart? Love's so hard to find when someone's on your mind. Listen, baby, your wish is my command. Baby, won't you we'll be right back.